months ago, the New South Wales government started a trial of smart drum lines along Merriweather, Stockton, Nobbies, Newcastle and Dixon Park beaches. We were just one of a few trial locations for these smart drum lines.
Now, the drum lines are designed to hook a target species and then when it does hook up, it alerts authorities that there is a shark on the line. The 90-day trial has now finished and the results are in.
Paul Butcher is the Department of Primary Industries Research Scientist for the Smart Drumlines Project. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys.
What was the result for the drumlines off Newcastle?
For Newcastle, it was we didn't catch any target sharks, but we did catch only four non-target species, that being a dusky whaler, a common black tip, a mako shark and a smooth hammerhead. So it wasn't what we expected for that region, but at the same time, it's the white sharks are mainly moving up the coast at this time of the year now. So across all the regions, we managed to catch a lot of target sharks in tiger sharks, white sharks and bull sharks. So across the entire New South Wales trial, it was very successful.
But if there was no target species hooked here, and you've touched on why that might be, give us a bit more insight, though. Surely you were expecting some to get hooked here in the Hunter.
Yeah, what we've seen up on the north coast at Evans and Ballina, it's a real seasonal trend in our catch rates of target animals. And yes, we did expect to at least get the odd white shark and especially tiger and bull sharks being the summertime. But no, it wasn't to be in the Newcastle region. But we certainly caught a lot of those animals at all the other regions we trialled at.
There were four sharks hooked here, none of them the target species, as you say. One of them died. Another, I recall, there was a fault with the smart drum line. It didn't send out the alert. Did you encounter any shark fatalities or any other problems of that technical nature at the other trial sites?
Yeah, so we've been running the trials now for nearly 3 years up in Ballina and Evans, and you do every now and then have a trigger that doesn't get pulled. That usually happens because the shark might take the bait and come up towards the surface, so it pulls the trigger sideways and doesn't always pull it out, but that's a rare event. And we also had that down in Sydney. We had an animal there that died because the... Yeah, the trigger didn't get pulled and the animal was dead when the contractor came and had a look at the gear at the end of the day.
So a couple of shark deaths here. The government's saying this is a successful trial. Is it, though, when you've had two sharks die?
Certainly. When we're looking at other methods in bather protection programs, our ultimate aim is to have zero mortalities and across the board we're nearly 99.5% survival rates. The contractors on average get to the gear within 14 minutes, sometimes within a couple of minutes, and they're required to get to the animal within 30 minutes. So across the board, very successful. The most of the sharks are released alive and they're certainly in good health.
So where to from here then? If it is successful, do you need more testing or will we see smart drum lines rolled out across our coastline?
Well, it's a three-year trial across some of the regions. We've had 6 months trials at others, being Coffs Harbour and Foster and down on the south coast, and now the 90-day trials at Newcastle and Sydney. So we're putting that information together. We'll provide the pros and cons of that type of bather protection program, and it'll be up to the government and our management to see if they want to roll that out across the state.
Given that none of the target species were hooked here, it seems unlikely that we might see more of this in the Newcastle area. Can you foresee that we might see more of these in the future?
Once we evaluate the results, we'll have a look at that further. But it is a seasonal trend for white sharks coming up through that area, and which typically starts about now and runs until December each year. We were targeting primarily bulls and tiger sharks during that summer trial. So who knows? We've just got to bring that data together, have a look at what the impact is on the environment, on those animals, and what those councils might want in those regions. So
Paul,
until we do that, then we might see a bigger program rolled out.